Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hey guys, welcome back to Mixing with Moni. I'm your host, Moni, and I'm very excited yet again to bring you back an episode that's just for Bravo and that I think is finally on a diet. She ain't done much. She hasn't lost a lot of pounds, but like 10 or 15 pounds is a big number to me. All pounds count. All pounds matter. Little bit of housekeeping first. So we have a very exciting show today. Raven from Mainly Bravo, the Instagram account, also known as Unfriendly Black Hottie, also from the podcast where she co-hosts called Bitch Is Better, a play on the words given to us by the great Teresa Giudice in season two, where Danielle asked her, you know, well, no, what Teresa has Danielle, is bitch better? To which Raven and her best friend Gabby answer, yes, bitch is better. She's on today. You guys love when she's on. I love when she's on. Me and Raven always have a great time. And we're discussing all the girls, Vanderpump Rules, Jersey, Atlanta, and Shaw's. But beforehand, little housekeeping. Of course, if you're loving the show, please write a review and rate me 5 stars so that other people can find our show and our little mixer, since you guys don't always like to tell your friends that you watch Bravo, which I can understand these days. It's a little rough to be a fan myself. We get into that and more. Also, if you are a fan of the greatest reality cult on television and in the earth, to me, The Bachelor, Bachelor Nation, which is like 10 times the amount of size and fandom than Bravo is, but so, so good. Good TV and drama that has nothing to do with me. If you want to hear me talk hometown visits and all the things this season, The Bachelor, and a little bit more, and even some Vanderpump Rules, oddly, please check out my bonus episode that I did with Ryan Bailey from So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. We had a great time tying in all this vapid reality television love and worship and action that we see and participate in. Tied it into Vanderpump Rules and The Bachelor, but also talked a lot of hometowns, contestants, thought process, secrets, behind-the-scenes stuff. No spoilers for ending or finale, so you have nothing to worry about there. It was just a really great bonus episode. So, again, if you're into The Bachelor, go ahead and check that out. Meanwhile, if you're not into it and you want to get into it, or you're like, what the hell are these people talking about, or you just love me and Ryan or either one of us more than the other, let it be me. Go ahead and check out that bonus episode and let us convince you it is a show to watch on Hulu tonight. In the meantime, here, without further ado, some good old-fashioned Bravo mess with my girl Raven from Mainly Bravo. Here we go. All right, guys, as promised and as literally mandated, I have the incomparable Raven back from Bitch Is Better, is now what I can introduce her as, the podcast co-host of Bitch Is Better with her best friend Gabby. But you may also know her from all the other times she's been on my show, from Twitter and Instagram, of course, Mainly Bravo, just literally meme extraordinaire, and now podcaster. So now it's just two experts talking some expert shit. This is great. Welcome back.
Thank you. You are so good at those intros. I swear.
I don't write them down. I love it. Sometimes I'm like, I should write them down because no, I say literally whatever comes to mind.
No, it's so good. I love that I'm an expert with you now. I'll take it.
Yes. I know people are probably now, if they didn't know before, they're running, as I just said, to search Bitch Is Better. I guess the people, because I know I listen because I'm cool. I'm not all uncool, so I was already on board. Don't
yes, be you were.
Or square. What is Bitch Is Better? Tell us a little bit about that and that journey that you and your BFF are going on.
Sure. So Me and Gabby have been, she's literally my only friend that watches Bravo. My mom watches too, but she's not as deep into it as the rest of us are. She just watches it and she can chat about it. But all the extra shit, she's like, no, don't care. Don't need to know it. Gabby and I have been talking about doing a podcast for a couple of years now. We're talking about it, talking about it, talking about it, talking about it. Not making anything happen. She injured herself. She tore her ACL or something like that.
Oh
And
no.
that finally, well, yeah, but whatever. She's okay. She so that kind of stopped her from moving around so much because she's like a busy little bee. She's always doing stuff. So I was like, hey, why don't we get this podcast going now? And we did.
Oh,
And
yeah.
we just talk Bravo, whatever, gossip, celebrity gossip, pop culture, personal things. What I like, what literally whatever we feel like talking about at the time. So all of that,
I
and
love
yeah, it
that.
would be great for everyone to tune in, subscribe, and see what we're chatting about over there.
Honestly, there's nothing better to do considering every time you come on, the feedback that I get back. I mean, I get reviews from it. Like, people are like, I love this show because Raven comes on it. So, obviously,
Ew.
people, you can go listen to Raven. Not to say that she won't come back because obviously she's here.
I'm
And I
coming
went
back.
on. I went on one of their episodes when Gabby
Yes.
wasn't available. And so, like, you might as well listen to both so you can hear us on both since you think we work together so well.
Yes,
Common
you
sense
love
to me.
us.
You do. And we all have common sense, unlike majority of our Bravo Levs.
Bless them.
Honestly, some of them, the Vanderpump Rules casting actually kissed my ass. So we'll save that for later.
True.
I think we're going to do reverse order and we're going to start with Atlanta because it is the freshest. That and Shaw's are the freshest off of, the TV circuit, and it's the most impactful in my mind. And they were like genuinely good episodes. Like, it was a good Sunday night TV.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree.
I had a good time. It was good drama. It wasn't too much. It
It
didn't
was
feel
light.
too rehearsed, but it wasn't
Rehearsed.
boring.
No.
Because
That's
sometimes
a
you can
good
like see
way.
them like, and I did a bonus episode about The Bachelor. That's my other love with Ryan from So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. And
Love
legitimately,
him.
we talked about how they read teleprompters, and you can tell because
They
Keith's
do?
eyes like shift. Yes, like certain
I
things
don't watch that. Oh my
he
God.
can't say. He has no personality, so producers have to feed him one, and you can tell what they're feeding him because like, A, the lines are all the same every single date. Like, he went on all his hometown visits and all of them were the same lines basically. Like, and you can see his eyes like shifting across the screen.
That is it. Why would they make him the bachelor if he has no person?
Oh.
Is that a regular thing?
No, so just in the last couple of years, they decided to go with people who aren't in it for marriage because I think they felt like the jig was up. Like, we knew that you
Yeah,
can't
they're
get
not.
married or engaged in 9 weeks. We know. So,
Yeah.
but I and me and Ryan talked about this. It's like Bachelor Nation is bigger than any other cult following of TV. And people,
I
though
believe
Bravo
it.
is loud and we love our shows and we're passionate, the viewers don't reflect the majority of the country watching. It's very
Right.
low for all
Yeah.
of Bravo. Whereas The Bachelor is getting like 8 or 9 or 10 million viewers a night for two
Holy
whole hours.
shit.
Yeah, Monday and
Holy shit. Wow.
sometimes Raven, they do Monday and Tuesday.
Oh my
Two
God. That's a
hours
lot.
both nights. That's
Oh my
4 to 5 hours of
God.
TV, and they don't lose viewership over it. Like, it's
That's
absolutely
crazy.
nuts.
Good for
Yeah,
them.
it's a beast of its own. And I have to tell people because people were listening. Like, I've never heard any of these things. I don't know anything about this shit, but I'm listening to you guys and it sounds like a lot of fun. I have to say, if you've ever been on the fence about watching The Bachelor, go watch Hometowns and listen to me and Ryan's episode, or listen to me and Ryan's episode and let us convince you that it is better TV than anything we're watching on Bravo right now. And I will
Maybe I just
stand
need
by
to
that
do
statement no
that.
matter what. And it's all on Hulu. So you can literally go watch the last couple episodes, but just stick to the final four.
watch the hometown visits, and you'll be like, there's no way they let this go down. Wait, what? No. And it's like, yes, Bachelor producers outdo anyone else on television. They do not give a fuck. They will hang you out to dry.
Yeah, I believe that. Wait, have you seen, there's this show that was on Lifetime. I haven't seen it at all. Unreal. I don't know if it's canceled. Yes!
It's oh my God, on Hulu now.
I know that you know what it is. Okay.
Of course, I'm obsessed. It's the reason I started watching The Bachelor. Oh. And I've never looked back. It's okay. So good. And just...
So that just made me think about it, because that one, the producer's on there, and I'm like, holy shit, the stuff that they're doing. They don't give a fuck.
From the Blonde Unfiltered podcast, like, we talked about how it's written, the show was written by like an ex-producer of The Bachelor. So though it is dramatic and it was Lifetime and now it's on Hulu, so you can watch all of it there. Yeah. It is unreal how much it's unreal. Like The Bachelor. That's literally, it's the craziest thing in the world. And I know, like, this has nothing to do with Bravo, and I love Bravo. I will always give my life to Bravo. But when frustrates you, The Bachelor doesn't. It's that vapid drama that, like, has nothing to do with you. And sometimes I need that relief, because watching, like, Vanderpump Rules or, like, one of the all-white casts, or sometimes even, like, the all-black cast, I get really tired. And I'm like, I don't want to have to fight against racism.
Yeah,
I don't want to have to fight against homophobia over here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to fight against toxic masculinity on Atlanta. Like, I'm just like, I'm tired of fighting real fights. And The Bachelor is like, none of that shit has to do with me. Not any of it. It will never get close.
It's a true escape, like, from reality. Because it's like, that's why we watch this stuff. And it's like, lately it's been... Exactly. But it's like, lately it's creeping in. And it's just like, what is happening?
I got to deal with this at work. I don't have to deal with this at home.
Right. Exactly. I'm trying to have fun.
Trying to have fun. I don't want to watch your man be an asshole dickhead to you. Like, oh, speaking of which, now we can shift back into Atlanta. And Mike, the only guy on the entire show of Atlanta that's on camera regularly, because I still have a soft spot for Greg. But Mike, it was like the only redeemable husband, right? He was like, okay, we like him. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And then this episode with Cynthia, and, you know, I've already told my thoughts about all those women in his house. And I'm not saying that you can't have a bunch of female friends. I'm just saying that it's a little suspect.
It's weird.
You have all these female friends and they have you it's say weird. Actively Sorry. You can't make male friends. It's weird.
That's weird. If it's weird, do you think it's girls that they can't make girlfriends? Like, that's weird, then so is this. Okay, it's the same fucking thing.
Exactly. And it's, like, weird also that they all found it okay to talk about your infidelities and you being a player in front of your daughter. I have
very weird
already. And three people in that room were mothers. And that's including Cynthia. I know probably all of them were. So I'm just like, why would you feel okay saying that in front of this man's kid to this man in front of his new girlfriend? Like, what are you talking about? Like,
she's sitting right here.
Obviously.
No, they're not. They're trash.
Everything about that was just ridiculous. And I had an issue with Mike taking the mic into his daughter's room. And that's a very personal issue. As someone who has, like, an estranged relationship with my father, I'm like, don't you exploit me after you just embarrass me. I will punch you. Like, do not. Stop it.
Yep.
And now, him and Cynthia are having conversations about Cynthia, you know, reading his book and saying, like, you know, reading about his past and all that stuff. I don't know why he even thought he should write a book. We did not know you before this show. So while you thought it was necessary to write a book, I do not know. Like, you're not Stephen Smith.
We're not curious about your life.
You're not Stephen A. Smith. That's, like, the one sportscaster that I know. There's a few of them, and you're not even on ESPN. It's, like, the black one on ESPN, like, those round tables. I always see him. He's the one that's, like, not an athlete that's yelling at everybody.
No, I know Skip Bayless, and I know...
Right. You're not him either. No, they can write books.
Right.
These are people that can write books.
Oh my God. Like,
just why would you write a book?
Who are you, Mike? Who are you? I'm doing it.
Exactly. But this is what, see, I've always thought that Mike loved Cynthia. I also always thought that he was an opportunist. And I think the two can coexist at the same time.
I think so too. Totally agree.
I mean, he did meet her on the Steve Harvey show. Just saying. Just saying. It's no shade to the people who go on the Steve Harvey show to find love. I mean, I'm judging you, but it's no shade towards you.
There could be some shade. I'll tell you, for quite some time, I did not like Steve Harvey. I couldn't explain why. Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to make this so quick. I promise. I could not explain what my thing was. Anytime someone would say something about Steve Harvey, my old boss loved him. She's like, he's such a great guy. I read this book and that book and whatever. He's so great. And I'm like, I cannot stand Steve Harvey. And they're like, why? And I'm like, dude, I don't know. Like, his teeth, his mustache, his suits. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like our spirits don't agree, right? But my boyfriend loves Family Feud. We watch it every night. And I'm like, oh my God, I cannot stand Steve Harvey. But we've been watching it more and more. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say I like him. But I don't hate him anymore. But I'm still bothered. I don't mind him as a
Family Feud host.
There's something there. And I just,
something. We can talk off air about where I landed on my reasons a while ago. And I was like, oh, okay, I see it. I get it. I don't like it. All right, cool. So we can, you know, to not offend the Steve Harvey lovers, we can go ahead and talk about that later. But Family Feud is great.
It is.
Like, I love that. I love him on that show. It's fine. Celebrity Family Feud, Housewives of Beverly Hills, and Radio Andy. That's a stupid matchup. But they're going on TV soon. Yeah. I can't even tell you why, because I have not followed this story. Because I'm just like, you couldn't have gotten any other cast. I get it. OC was still up in the air, but still, they would have been a better cast. And I don't even like Tamara and Vicky. That would have been a better matchup.
Right. Could you imagine, like, the interactions with Steve with them? That would have been
Vicky
good to see.
Vicky would have been so frazzled and not known how to say things. She would have been like, the buzzer would have gone off. She would have shaken her head a million times. Like,
yes. I would love to see that. Come on, say it.
Like, it would have been fantastic. Honestly. Bronwyn Kelly would have been screaming at them. Like, even Emily, like, should have been like, guys, I actually know the answers. Like,
She's smart. Yeah, that would have been
You don't know. And thank you. Okay, so we're on the same page. That's great. Anyways, back to Atlanta. We realize that Cynthia and Mike don't know how to fight. That is a big problem. Probably should have considered that before you said yes to a ring, but I digress. They're going to go on to counseling. Also something that's great. Maybe could have done that before you went into a ring. But either way, up to you. Great that you're going. Because it seems like he has a big issue with running away from things, which might be why he had problems with infidelity in the past.
Right.
He cannot face things head on. That's a problem.
Big issue.
And
big issue.
Hella, they get into a very big fight about, and I'll ask you your opinion on this. Cynthia swears or says emphatically, she will never cheat. You will not worry about that from her. And he said, well, you said you won't cheat, but you don't know. And I'm thinking that's because he's like, no, I never thought I would cheat, but I did. And Cynthia is saying emphatically, you will not worry about that from me. Yeah. Do you think cheating is something that you can, like, is Cynthia right or is Mike right? Is cheating something you can actually definitively say it is not an option for me no matter what we go through? Or is it like a Mike thing where it's circumstantial apparently because he had a few circumstances?
No, I'm with Cynthia.
Me too.
I don't think, no, if you're a person that's like, that's not something that I would ever do. And I'm saying that for myself, like, I wouldn't fucking do that. Like, it doesn't matter. I would drop you before I would do that. If I saw it heading in that direction or anything like that, no, I'm not doing it. And I didn't appreciate him being like, whoa, well, you don't know. Like, yes, I fucking do. Just because you don't have any self-control or respect for people doesn't mean that that's the same for me.
And Blue, I mean, she is a 50-something-year-old woman. If she was going to cheat, she would have done it.
I think she knows now.
She knows how to enter and exit a relationship now without cheating to her, like, to be able to do it to her satisfaction. She's done it before. She's been married before. She had a whole child with a man in a relationship. And again, she's 50 something. She's had other relationships. So I know she would know if she was going to be a cheater one day. Yes, anything is possible. If we're talking like what ifs, which you're not supposed to talk about when you're
But it's not everything's probable.
She also could fly a plane one day and she could go to Mars. Those are all the same likelihood as her cheating, if that's what she says.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But I understood why she got so irritated. I would have been like that too. Like, no, you're not going to tell me. Like, oh yeah, maybe I might. Like, no, I absolutely would not do that.
Also, this is going to be a hot take. I have a problem with the fact that she has to do her homework on her fiancé through a book.
I do too. And
she said, I have to do a little bit of reading up on Mike Hill. I'm like, why?
You should have done that before if you felt like you needed to be doing some research.
Clearly, now you have red flags after you say yes to the ring, but now is not the time to try to defend the flags. Now is the time to get the hell out.
You're right. If you feel like you need to be reading.
Everything doesn't have to be a compromise to me.
No. Mm-mm. And there, do you really think that, like, the stuff that she's, like, reading up on, like, she just had no idea about? Or it's, like, now that he just has it all here in black and white, I'm going to just, like, see and just, like, make sure that everything's okay here. And then I want to move forward. It's weird.
I don't know if it's that she didn't have any idea. It's probably one of those things is, like, when you ask your kids what they did and they tell you the truth, you don't really think about questioning too much until you get home and see the damage. Like, they'll tell you, like, Mom, we may have broken a couple of things, and you're like, oh god. So you know what you're walking into, but then you're like, oh, you broke shit, colored on the walls, and got glue on my floors. I understand now. You didn't mention everything else, like the details. You went with what you thought would be like get you off the hook. And I've said that oftentimes, like, liars tend to admit to the big or the lesser charges. So, like, the big ones, like, you don't question them on if they say no, because you have no reason to question them, because you're like, oh, you admitted the other stuff and no one would do that. So, like, I have no, like, he admitted to being a cheater, so he has no reason to admit that he's insecure or that he can't listen and he doesn't know how to communicate. And those, to me, are actually way bigger things sometimes in infidelity, because they're the reasons for a lot of people's infidelity. Like, being an insecure person, being in a relationship with an insecure person is some bullshit. Like, you can keep that. It's awful. I'm not about to validate you all day long about how much I love you and why I'm here with you. I don't want to do
that. No, and it's exhausting. And there's no, it's never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough.
Never. And I'm like, that's, you know, that's already a problem in and of itself. And settling on somebody, like, you never want to just, like, be desperate enough to be with them. And speaking of Kenya and Mark, I don't know. Well, guys, my insights are back up. That's great. I've been complaining about this shadow ban for literally a decade. thank you, David Bedore's ass. And finally, they're going back up some random ass times, and it decided to really kick things into high gear when I posted about Mark and Kenya. And I made this hot take and said, I know damn well Mark had to have shown signs of being an asshole before Kenya procreated with him and tied herself to him for 18 plus years. I just know that that was the case. But yet and still, somehow, we are watching this man openly disrespect this woman. And Kenya's never been, like, my fave. I've always found her necessary for the show. But, like, she sometimes can be hard to like. And I think that comes from her thinking she's hard to love.
Because the stuff so with her mom.
Right? So I think the first man that said, I will love you,
she's like, okay, she jumped great. On.
But what is this we're seeing? Because it is not love.
I don't know. I agree with you. I think he probably was maybe nice to her a little bit. But there's no way that he is that just one night. Out of the blue. Right. Out of the blue being a complete asshole to her. And in on camera and in front
and
of
in
people.
In front of all it's, her friends. It's like her job. You,
right. Can you imagine what he's doing off camera? That's so exactly I don't what know. Saying.
Like, the way she broke down in front of Candy, like, episode 1 or 2. Like, yeah. And she, like, literally ran away from the camera. And I actually don't think that was for dramatics. I think she genuinely did not want to be filmed breaking that bad. And she just kept saying to Candy, like, nothing. And I know Candy was trying to do her, like, she's not an EP, but she was kind of like doing her production show thing, going like, what did he say? What are you talking about? Like trying to get it out of her. And she literally would not say anything other than he's just so mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, and you're breaking down. Kenya has been called everything other under the sun. Everything under the sun. And for some reason, this man can get to her when she's been told her mother don't love her, that she found a man that was actually in a cup because he needed a pizza so that you could have a kid.
I may or may not have memorized it. No, but it was a, whoo, that was.
Like, she's literally been called everything under the sun from Portia, Phaedra, Nene, and like Nene and Phaedra to me have like eviscerated this woman, as they have done many other people.
Yeah.
So, but for some reason, Mark gets to her.
Yeah, there's something there. There's something, ooh, there's something really dark there that we are not seeing.
Oh, yeah. And
I don't like it.
There's a control issue that's out of control.
It is. It's wild to watch. Just like where, I mean, I feel like we're just like all the women watching, where he's like, oh, Ken, you know, no, dial it down, like be quiet, like tone it down or whatever he was saying. And they're all just watching and all like, what the fuck?
And someone DM'd me and was like,
what the fuck is going on here?
Someone DM'd me and was like, you know, Nene said, I'm scared of him. And she meant it as a joke, but they were like, they think that Nene might have been a little bit onto something. Like,
maybe so.
I'm scared of him because there is something there, something about the fact that he tries to undermine her at every turn, no matter what. Like, there's just menacing. No reason for him to do it sometimes. He just wants to be like, I'm against her and I get to say what goes and she's gonna bow to me. Watch.
Yeah, it's almost like he gets off on it, you know? It's like he knew this is how Kenya was, this is her personality, you know, she's this strong, strong-willed, big personality woman, but like she's not going to be telling me what to do. She's not going to be coming at me with that bullshit. No,
I don't know why he's not happening. More like a Greg, because Greg to me is the perfect husband of an alpha woman.
Yes,
like
agreed.
He, you don't question him being a man. You don't question if he can lead his house, but you also don't see him disrespecting his woman. In fact, he walks in.
He would
and
never.
Nene's hugging
never.
All up on him, and he was like, "Listen, I can't go anywhere that my wife is not invited to." Maybe he said, I can't anywhere without my wife. He just said, if she's not invited, I'm not going. Because you're not going to disrespect my wife like that. And he said it man to man.
Yes, he did.
He didn't nobody face. He didn't even raise his voice. Oh, I love me a Greg. I love Greg.
I loved it. I was like, yes, like, Greg. Show everyone why we just love you so much. This is a man.
This is why we rode for you so hard when you had cancer. Because we don't want to have cancer, but we don't want Greg to have cancer.
Greg needs to be the last one to get it. Not cool.
And then the producers and Portia had the audacity to tell us that Dennis may be a cheater, but he at least will have her back in public. And that made me really sink into my chair. Like, she said that, you know, Dennis is gang. If I don't like him, he don't like him. That's it. He won't ask no questions or nothing.
I rolled my eyes at that. I'll be honest.
But I find I think that Dennis probably has that kind of like street code because he's also from like Detroit. But Mark, I think, is just a bitch.
Yeah, I'm not saying that Dennis doesn't, but I'm like, I'm not giving him any fucking credit, babe. He's still embarrassing you
in front of people.
I don't care which way it is.
These are bare minimums at this point.
It is because the bar is on the floor, so we have to remember that. It's just like, oh my god.
Obviously, Kenya wanted a baby so bad that she ignored every single red flag possible because the man just wants to assert his authority every chance he gets. Like, he doesn't really want Greg there any more than he wants any of the other men there, which
no,
I already
don't
find
care.
Weird considering. He didn't even want to be on the show. So him caring about the whole cast being there so much is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want Greg there any more than anybody else because it would piss off Kenya. That's it. And that's something about like a spouse or a partner that doesn't like want you to be happy, that like wants to actively make you annoyed is
sick,
as you said. And it's sickening. And we see in the previews for next week that he actually says like he doesn't like being married.
Yeah.
So then why are you?
Why did you do this? Why did you even do this?
Why don't you separate? Why don't you let this woman free and stop, like, punching her as a punching bag, like a verbal punching bag?
Yeah, I don't like to see it. And I know that, like, people... Oh, yeah, I know people don't like Kenya, and that's fine.
And I understand get it, that. But you don't but have to dislike Kenya like, and love this behavior.
No, I think that's the disturbing part, because, like, people are like, oh, this is her karma, and that's what she gets. And I'm like, oh, my God, you guys, something is really, that's really taking it really far, I feel like. You know what I mean? I understand not liking a housewife and everything else, and some of them can be bad people, but, like, really?
Right, and I said to someone who gave me, like, that argument, like, this is not karma, because the only person this is going to affect is the baby. And that's the
right.
problem.
There is that a baby involved. Recognize
karma for how Kenya gets treated is we bring Phasia back. She, like, unites with Nene, and then they take her down. Like, that's
yes,
karma.
That's
housewife
fine.
Karma.
Yes,
this
that's
is
fine.
Real
Give her
life
that.
Karma. The baby can sense the tension in her home. The baby will not understand why for years and years her parents did not like each other until she gets old. And is, like, resentful. And may I remind everyone, a kid feeling unloved or growing up in a house that doesn't give her love or is, like, any type of tension and contention breeds more Kenyas. So,
right.
maybe.
Right.
That's karma. And that's bad. Kenya's karma would be creating another Kenya. That's not good. Oh. He should not have that.
No, he shouldn't. One is enough. And I love her, but
honestly,
one is enough.
One is enough. And
I just got a chill thinking about that.
I mean, when someone, they were like, oh, wow, when you put it that way, it does affect the kid. I'm like, yeah, the kid's just going to grow up to be like Kenya. Bitter and resentful and think that it was her, but because it wasn't, so then they take it out on the world because they didn't get to have the cute picket fence and the parents that loved each other all their life, because they walked around learning how to walk with their parents, hating each other, disrespecting each other in front of your, and not to mention they as a preschool teacher, they take that into the classroom. What they see at home, they mimic at the school a thousand times.
Oh God.
So then they're gonna walk in there disrespecting somebody else, and that's just not it. I want better for baby Brooklyn.
Me too. Her little sweet self. Oh my God, she's so cute. She's doing so good at her little swimming lessons.
I know, and they love her, so they should do the right thing by her and split up.
I hope they do. It seemed like recently I saw something that said that they were, like, trying to work it out, and I was like, no,
yeah, they're still trying.
Don't do that. It's not
she
going to work.
She still wears her ring.
Take it off. Take that shit off.
That's what Beyonce said. Take that ring off. Free
listen
yourself,
to Beyonce.
Girl.
You said that people told you were like Beyonce. Stop it.
No,
listen to
that
her.
That was a lot, but yes.
It was
listen
a lot.
To her. You don't need a man to have a baby, and if there's any role model for that, it is Gigi Gonessa from Shadow of Sunset.
Exactly.
She is out here like, I'm going to get the baby put in me without all the drama. And I'm here for it.
Me too. She said, I want a baby. I don't have a man. I'm not going to be fucking crying about it like fucking destiny. So I'm just going to do this on my own. And I applaud her for that. You fucking do
it. I'm so happy for Gigi. I think she goes through a couple of different pregnancy situations that we'll see on the show that she said, especially with her RA. She's willing to do so much, and she's going to put her body through so much. So great for her. She's really dedicated to this. But can we talk about Destiny crying over not having a man to change her tire? Please. Like,
honestly,
she don't have a whole mechanic saving her phone. Like, apparently it's her friend. What are you talking about? I need a man for this. I'm like,
shut the fuck up.
I know how to change a tire. And not to say that you should too. I'm just saying it is you need a man to do it. You could learn if you wanted to.
Do you not have roadside assistance? Honestly,
Triple
you just call them up. They will be right
call
there.
Call State Farm.
What are you crying about?
Call Allstate.
Call Geico.
You got to have insurance on a car like that.
Honey, come on. What are you crying about this for? Cut it out.
Right.
Cut it out.
You also had a tow truck. You could call your mechanic, and you said to him, hey, like, did you see the picture? Oh, my God. Like, I'm going to have them tow it to you right now. Like, obviously, your mechanic is your dude. Like, on a car like that, he has to be in your phone. He is your contact. He's a friend. You invite him to some weekly dinners. Right. So, and what I mean, is the issue?
There's no issue. She's just being annoying, because it's not, I could understand the tears if she didn't have the resources, she didn't have the money. Do you know what I mean? She's in a position like that where it's like, fuck, my tire, you know, I have a flat tire. I don't have money to get a new one. I don't have insurance now. I can't get to work and I can't. Do you know what I mean? Like, bitch, this is not your situation. All you have to do is make a call and it's deductible. Fixed. It's fixed and it's done. Right. And you just move on. Shut the fuck up. And nobody's trying to hear that.
You have other cars, as she says, she only drives this one every once in a while. So what you need a man for is not that. Maybe some other things, but not that. And it's definitely not nothing to cry about. You're right. Like, and then she likes to blame. And I hate people who do this, because I have daddy issues. And I hate people who blame their family issues on, like, and they project it on the other things and be like, well, this is why. And this is why I'm like this. And this is why I'm like that. She automatically blamed men. She said, I'm used to the men in my life leaving, like Adam and Reza, like they're leaving me, just like all the other men in my life, and I don't have brothers and stuff, and this is like a long friendship and he's leaving me. I'm like, honey, you just accused his husband of sexually harassing another man, and
you so why didn't would he fuck with
talk
you
to right like why. And I've often said she should have talked to Adam first. If you were really a friend, you would have been like, hey bruh, I have this information, I don't know what it is, what's true, what's not, only you know who you took your clothes off for and showed your penis to, but either you tell Reza or I will, but I'm giving you that time because I don't want to be involved. That's what a friend does,
period, done, simple.
It's that always easy. You don't jump over him and go straight to the man and be like, your husband was playing strip Django with some other man and he sexually harasses other people.
And then you want to cry when he gets upset. Like, shut the... Listen, you know exactly what you're doing. And so because you know exactly what you're doing, what I need for you to do is own that and play that role. This victim crying about everything shit is not going to work here. Mm-hmm. It's not going to fly. So
because
do
you're
it.
Not a victim. The victim literally here was Reza. And that's hard to do. It's hard to make Reza really a victim of anything.
Honey, yes. How is Reza the victim? That is
he
wild.
You caught that man smooth off guard. He had a whole garden party. And you talking about his husband is cheating on him possibly. And
he was
like,
shocked.
I just wanted to have cocktails with my friends. In my
he had
house.
No idea. He was shook.
And poor Adam was like shook. He was like, wait, what are you even like? But also, if you know how
he
they
was
are,
lying
which apparently
too.
Mike does, Mike was very much so adamant that Adam is probably like this, but also we've already known that. Mike was like, this
was
not new.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if
it's not new information.
Not new. So you're making a mountain out of a molehill for what, TV? And that's someone's whole marriage. And yes, I've had a special situation where, like I said earlier, my friend Jess came on to talk about the Shaw of the Sunset premiere, considering mm-hmm. her husband literally is in the same community as these people, yeah. grew up with all that stuff, because apparently the LA project community is small, so I need to go and hop on over to LA and see what's really happening over there. And I get that some people say they have some kind of open relationship or whatever, but Reza had said adamantly that they don't. And so for none of the take are his word for it, but the point is, destiny's still wrong, and you don't send a kumquat plant or a tree to apologize for calling somebody's husband unfaithful.
No.
And then to be
upset that they weren't like, oh, okay, everything's fine. Like,
we
no, bitch.
Plant. Thanks, girl. No, I mean, they no. responded better than I would have.
Me too. Honestly, and oh my God, can I tell you what pissed me off so bad? I get my eyelashes done every 2 weeks, faithfully. And the fact that Destiny was laying there, getting ready, like in the middle of her eyelash appointment, and hears her phone go off, and she's like, oh, hold on, let me look. That, no, that is not a thing.
Never.
That is not a
you
fucking
cannot
thing.
Do that.
No,
not to mention you can't cry in the middle of
no,
this.
No, she would have fucked, the appointment would have been over. The appointment would have been over. So I just thought that whole thing was bullshit. Because I know my girl would have been like, no, you can wait until this is done to check your phone.
Right.
Also, I would have been sleeping by
then. Is done.
No, I fall right to sleep.
It's amazing. And it's not like you're getting a wax. You're not like, you're not split attention.
No, lay there, have a little bit of chit chat, knock the fuck out. Mm-mm. That pissed me off.
Honestly. Destiny makes things so hard. I don't like her either. And I've been very honest about all the reasons why I don't. I find her to be a try hard and I don't like try hards.
Yes.
She seems as if she's trying very, very hard to be like a yo-yo type. And then sometimes I don't vibe with that. Like, I don't like
it doesn't work. People no, I don't know.
Where it's where they watch Yo MTV Raps growing up. And I get if that's your way of like understanding the culture of America, which first of all, it's not American culture because no. America lets you have whatever culture you damn well please. Granted, these days, I don't know. It's a little hit and miss up in the air. But you could just be yourself. They don't all talk like that. I mean, granted, they all called themselves the Sweep the Hood Rats, and I was like, I get it. But Destiny, that was okay. My only issue with this is not appropriation of one type of culture. It's the fact that they all went to like Beverly Hills High School or something like that. Compton is like around the corner. That's not where you are, though.
Exactly. So this is not your shit. So why are you acting
this
like
this is not
that?
Your shit, but Destiny likes to put that hat on every goddamn day.
And it, but it's like, why?
And it's why? A point. Like, it doesn't feel authentic to her vocal cords. That's what makes it a problem for me. Like, it doesn't sound like it belongs in her throat. And so I'm just okay, sure. Like, for instance, I grew up in a very, very challenged urban and hood-like environment. We moved on up like the Jeffersons, right? But it doesn't sound right coming out of my voice. So I don't do that, even though I grew up around that. Everyone I've loved is from areas like that, talk like that, sound like that. But like, I'm a Martha Stewart in a Snoop Dogg situation. They are Snoop Dogg, I'm Martha. We love each other, but we are not, we don't have to sound the same. Destiny,
well, that's
Martha
the thing,
Stewart,
that's
that
not
shit.
Right. And like me, like I've always grown up in a suburban around mostly white people type of situation. This is how I sound. And I'm a Black woman. And this is just what it is. I'm not going to try and sound like anything else. Right. And that's fine. This is who I am. Okay.
And it sounds amazing.
Take it or leave it.
It sounds natural in your vocal cords.
Yes, and if I was going to try and put something stitching. Else on. Yeah, of course, a little bit. But it's like if I was going to try and put something else on
when I record this podcast, but it doesn't mean that it's how I naturally talk. And for Destiny, there's no code switch. It's the same, unless she's crying. And I'm like, that's great.
Right, exactly. And it's just cut it out, Destiny. I think if she would just be herself, maybe she would be likable. But I can't like her when she's doing this shit and it's clearly not her. Except for the crying part.
The problem is she doesn't have a personality for TV. She isn't a Gigi who's like naturally angry. She isn't an Asa who's a hippy dippy. She isn't an MJ who was actually just fun to watch be MJ and like always maneuver her boobs around. And she isn't a Reza that's like this larger than life personality. She's just a party planner.
Right, and everybody isn't made for TV. I couldn't be on TV either, and that's fine.
I mean, I just don't. But I wouldn't act like someone that wasn't me.
No, if I was on there, they would be like, "Oh, she's boring." And I'd be like, "You're right."
And
yet,
that really
get off of here.
Is her.
I don't know why I'm here.
If that really is how she is and how she talks and that's how she grew up, then that's great. More power to her. I'm just saying something about her doesn't feel authentic. And what I landed on was her speech tones and patterns. If that is the authentic part of her, then we got to dig into something else. So y'all are welcome to tell me what the other parts of her that is fake, but something on that thing is fake. Something.
On that thing. On that thing is fake.
Like maybe the scar is real Chanel, but the like bag is not. And that's pretty much what we're dealing with. And that's the same thing that we deal with Jennifer over in Jersey. What a great switcheroo. Half of her stuff is not real Chanel. I feel like I have to tell people that. Oh, yeah, no. A lot of those things that they don't even make. So I also feel the need to say, this is actually no shade because it's very, very factual. Mm-hmm. Turkey has some of the best knockoffs in the world.
Oh, well, then she totally has them. Level
knockoffs.
Because so she does China say that she has likes some a great deal. Ones,
but yeah. People travel to Turkey for knockoffs. I have friends who have been like, I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to Istanbul. I'm going to get these purses. Like, they're done amazingly. And they're not like knockoffs you can get like in New York on Canal Street or something like that for 40 mm-hmm. to 50 bucks. These are like $200 or $300 or $400 or $500 bags. They're just not really thousands good. Of dollars.
Yeah.
They are next level. You cannot spot the flaw. They're not splitting the LV in the middle with the hem, because you know that's the one that you can tell.
Yes.
They never split the LV. But they're like really good. The problem is they get so good, they make certain stuff, and some of those things aren't actually Chanel. Like Chanel doesn't make those things. Like, best example, although I know these are real for some, people used to question if Chanel actually made those two large bar hoops that Dorit used to wear that were CHA on one and NEL on the other.
Do they? Because like, a lot of the housewives are wearing them.
Not a lot of them do, but yes, now they do make them. We don't know which came first, chicken or the egg at this point. But people used to wonder if they were real because Chanel like didn't make those type of earrings, or they didn't make those types or whatever, like dangles or something like that. You gotta go find that article on like why those are not real, why half of the Reese stuff was fake. But at the same time, also Rent the Runway, so that is a thing.
Yeah, but
Jennifer, a lot of her stuff are just really, really, really great knockoffs, and there's no shame in it because of the fact that they are real good. From where we're not talking about the ones you can get over here. Like, they're not, the G's are not looking like just two big zeros. They are real good G's.
Mm-hmm. I believe it, because she said that she loves like a good deal, and she you know.
Also, okay. Put your money where it matters. I mean, we see your home is big. It doesn't matter if your jewels are big or not. The home was paid for. They're not collecting the house. So
we right, like some money. Of the house.
It's
went.
Okay. Okay, Tamara put the house on the market.
Ooh.
Yeah, she just did.
Stays moving.
She just bought that house. I feel awful. Not really. Anyways.
What's happening to the country club membership?
I know, right? That's gotta go now.
Ouch.
Jen deserves to have all the Chanel she wants because she is a hardworking stay-at-home mom. And I didn't like this fight between her and Marge, because I thought that before Marge said that Jen doesn't work, Marge could have won that fight. And I don't like when she goes below the belt and gets on the ground with these women, because she's always the smartest one in the conversation.
But she always takes it to the next level. She does. Yes. And she needs to stop it.
And this is not the fight that she should have done that.
No, it wasn't even worth it. This wasn't even a thing.
Like, she tried to infringe upon you and your bonding with Teresa. You still could have had that bonding moment later. It's not that big of a deal. We all could have saw Jennifer being insecure there. You don't then go, you're not a real worker. Like, you don't have a real job. It is a job being a mom. Everybody knows that. It is the hardest job in the world.
100%.
Literally.
And that bitch has five kids. Working. Oh my God.
I mean, her have you seen that? Entire day is about kids.
Those kids are animals.
So much.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like they just eat her out of the house and home all day.
Yes.
And that's not me saying like they're big for kids. I just feel like they just go, Mom, I want this. And she goes, here, take the chips, get out of my face. Like, stop bothering me.
That's
and
what I
like,
would
Mom,
do.
Can I have this? Like, okay, just go get the apples. Like, I'm not cutting you any more fruit. Just eat the fruit. Sorry. Yeah, I don't want these melons. And it's like, okay, I'll cut you some more melons. And I feel like, if anything, Jennifer feels the need to always say yes to them because she feels like she's not doing anything else. Like, she shouldn't complain and shouldn't feel tired because she has the luxury of being able to stay at home with her kids, or she shouldn't complain. And that's something I see moms deal with all the time. I literally had a mom come into my job today and pick up one of their kids, and the kid didn't have a backpack all day. And we're in aftercare, and the kid is just like, oh, yeah, I don't have my backpack. 3 years old, doesn't care. Went the whole day without it. The mom was about to cry over the fact that she just now realized he didn't have his backpack. She was like, oh, my God, buddy, I'm so sorry. And she's like talking, apologizing to him, apologizing to us. And I'm like,
do not apologize.
He didn't have no homework. It's okay. He just wants to go home with you. He's been talking about seeing you all day. Take this kid and run. Like, but she was so upset about it. And I'm like, that's something that...
That breaks my heart.
It doesn't make any sense to say to any mom that they don't do something real when they just make a baby, because that's already real. Making a human is, like, tough as shit. I can't even imagine.
Me neither, girl. Me neither.
And that's a to lot. Stay home with them little things and have to love them still every day.
When they're pissing you off and being little assholes, which they do. Like
hers are.
Yeah. And there's 5 of them. That's the thing. There's so many of them. And that just was so rude.
It's such a low blow, and it wasn't real.
She's not a mother either. Like, what is wrong with you?
And she knows better than this. And she knows better than this. And she knows that she had a point with Teresa regardless. And Jennifer knows that, and that's why she said it. But that did not call for that reaction. And I don't know if she was just grasping at the straws, but it was a little too much for me. It was too much for my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I did not watch Jersey until Sunday, and I somehow avoided every single spoiler, and I listened to all my podcasts, and I just literally fast forwarded.
Oh, you did?
I avoided every single spoiler, and I did not know what the tea Danielle spilt about Teresa was until I watched it. And
oh, girl, you did a good job.
Thank you.
You did a good job, because I didn't watch it until like Friday, I think, and I already knew, but I was like, it's okay. Like, I still need to, like, see it. I would see the post, but I wasn't watching the videos, but I was like, yeah, whatever.
It delivered.
I was not expecting that.
So, spoiler alert, hopefully you've seen it by now, because if you're as late as I am, you're in the wrong. Go do better. Danielle reveals to Melissa, spoiler alert, that Steven, the shop owner, whom this did not shock me one bit, encouraged her to pull Marge's hair. And that is followed with, and we see a clip of something akin to it, Danielle whispering in Teresa's ear what we are led to believe is Steven wants me to pull her hair. And I've heard rumors that the hair pull was like 30 minutes after the water throw. Like, it was long in between. Yeah, allegedly it was like far in between. And that's why it seems so displaced, where it came out of nowhere. So it's apparently because she asked Teresa, and Teresa kept saying, do it. No, you should do it, which we saw her on camera tell Danielle. No, yeah, you know what? You should do it. Which I understand. I used to be that kind of kid. Be like, no, yeah. If someone else said you should do it, I agree. You should do that. You should go and you should pull that thing. You should take that thing, you know?
Yeah.
But we're talking about grown women. Sure.
Grown women. Mm-hmm.
And so I question for you, Raven, why the hell would Danielle throw the only connection to the group under the bus that she has in Teresa?
I don't know. I guess, you know what? Maybe she's just sick of people being like, this bitch is crazy, this bitch, what she is. I mean, by the way.
Just because someone tells you to do it doesn't mean you do it.
Exactly, because that's my thing. It's like, okay, even if she did, like, you still shouldn't have, like, that's why you did it, because Teresa told you to. It's just the same as, like, if your friends are jumping off a bridge, like, are you going to do that too?
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe she just felt so fed up, and maybe she's crazy enough to think that Teresa wouldn't be mad about it, because it's like facts. It's like, well, you did tell me to do it, so I did do it. So what are you mad about? Just like, you did tell the group
so much
that
time.
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, so much time to tell people this. But you're right. What were you about to say? She did tell the group.
It's just like when Teresa was telling the group about Danielle and Marty or whatever. And Teresa's like, well, you did tell me that. It's true. So, like, what's the problem? I'm telling you, I wasn't going to say anything, but, like, it just came up. So, like, now I'm going to bring it out. But it's true. I'm not lying. So what's the problem? You know, it just came up organically.
Right. Oh, my God. You're right. Except, wow, that makes sense. I did not even think about that. That you remember the best things, because this is like a tit for tat, which is very much so Danielle's MO. And right. I almost feel like she thought that if she's going to get kicked out of this group and get kicked off this show,
that's what it,
she is she going to take Teresa down as far as she can.
Mm-hmm. Because I bet she has a lot more shit than that, too. You know?
Well, I thought we've always thought that there was something. Danielle had something on Teresa, considering Teresa has let her get away with so much, and we have no idea why.
Yeah. Yes. Because I thought the same thing. Like, damn, what does she have on her? What could it be?
Because they're like her Teresa's friendship for her, like, she wasn't a real friend. She would literally let her get away with murder and just look the other way. Like, it's fine. I'm going to still be your friend. I'm loyal. And I'm like, that kind of loyalty doesn't make any sense and doesn't exist anywhere other than the ludicrous nature of Vanderpump Rules. Like, that
that's a group fact. That's
is a fact. Just so beyond in reality that they are also shitty friends to each other and think that that's friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That actually is going to wrap up, Jersey, because I'm just like, the only thing they ever can talk about is the fact that it doesn't make any sense. We're already at the finale.
I know, that was so fast.
But then I remember that they started filming really early because they thought Joe was getting out.
Oh, you think that's why? Because it seemed like it was close to like when Atlanta started. They've been filming since his
ice moving. Like, they thought he was getting out. So they started filming, I want to say, March. Like, it was early. It was whenever Joe was, like, they thought he was going to go home. So they literally started filming from then on. And they didn't have a long break. They started filming too early. Though there have been plenty of other seasons where they've been starting filming when they had reunion. So it's not like a gap in time is necessary. But they did film early for Jersey. I think there wasn't a whole lot that happened. So they kind of maybe shut it down. But also, Jersey's never really been long. It's always been about 16 to 18 episodes. So we got what we got, and they're not going on any other major trip because Teresa has to go to Italy. So we'll see the finale come up this upcoming weekend, or this upcoming week when this comes out. And now we tripped on over to the ludicrous nature of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God.
And we have to finally talk about these damn kid gloves. And I promise we will not get into a rant because I don't have the blood pressure allowance for it, and
I'm already starting
to get a I'm already getting attention headache right now just thinking about Jax and Brittany. I hate saying their names. They feel hot in my mouth.
Yes, Lord.
And so let's just, I feel like this is the problem that people have with Bravo. It's such a job to get through. Because now I'm already like, let's just tackle it and get the hell out of here. Okay, deep breaths. Okay. So Brittany and Jax basically have to be held with kid gloves. Mm-hmm. Ariana says at some point that ever since they got engaged, you know, the cast, they're not allowed to talk about anything. They're not allowed to ask questions about anything because they basically shut it all down there. So, Brittany is so incredibly fragile and Jax is holding on tight because Brittany's holding on tight. We have now seen Brittany have 5 breakdowns about since she's gotten engaged and about this wedding. One was last season when she basically was like, I just can't do this. And she was at the front door of the brim. And she was at the Bubba apartment standing next to the crooked door frame. Like that little frame that goes around, like very frenzy.
Yes, the frenzy
that goes around their people, and it was crooked, and it bothered me for the last 6-7 years.
On brand for them.
And she was crying and about to leave and storm out. That was breakdown number 1. And then we had her at her bachelorette party. That was a breakdown because she thought they were telling her not to marry Jax, which we are, but they weren't. And then we had the last couple in one episode where people were upsetting her because on Instagram and Twitter, they called her bridal shower childish, which it was. But like, it was a bunch of princesses, and I get that's her thing, that's her should take. But at the same time, you kind of have to know the responses that are coming. And I think what I get, what I don't get with this group is that they think that they are so like amazing and perfect that they are adverse to any kind of criticism. Like you can't criticize them.
That is wild.
It's the worst narcissism I've ever seen in my life. Because girl, you had to know anybody over the age of 12 loving princesses is going to get called a baby.
Exactly. And you guys get criticized about everything that you do because you're horrible people. So why would no one say anything about this? And it's weird. Why isn't everybody dressed up like a princess? It's fucking weird.
It's bridal shower. It's not a birthday party.
It's fucking weird. It's weird. Whatever.
You're going to get lingerie in front of Elsa and Tiana. That's weird.
That's inappropriate.
It is inappropriate for their virgin eyes. They all waited. You didn't. Do you understand?
You didn't do nothing close to that rate.
Exactly. So, and then she has another breakdown where she then wishes harm on Sandoval because he approached Jax about what we are now forced to get into, which I did not think needed to be common sense so badly, but y'all are so much Brittany. I don't know how we have Brittany and Jax defenders. I don't even understand how we have Leanne defenders, but this is just ridiculous. I've never met anyone who was a Jax defender.
People are really in my DMs. Yeah, good comparison. Because I'm the Leanne thing blew my mind. But this, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I shouldn't have to explain this to you. And it is so fucking simple. Your preschoolers can understand it. So, I don't really get it.
My preschoolers do understand it, may I just say.
Yeah.
All 22 of them little babies, they all understand right is right, wrong is wrong. When they are mean to each other and they hear Missy Monty just say, hey, they go, I'm sorry. They understand. You have to be nice to each other. But they understand that they're not supposed to talk badly. They'll tattle all day long. These are fictional names. None of these names exist. Yeah. Xander said that Michael is a poopy head, and that wasn't nice. And I'm like, thank you for telling me don't tattle, but that was rude. Say sorry. Someone tattles on Jax because they're like, your pastor said bad things about people. And you need them tell them to say sorry. And they're like, we're not going to say sorry. I did nothing wrong. Fuck you, Sandoval. I was like, wow, this should be in my ringtone.
should be your ringtone.
You just hear it in the bellows of Whole Foods. I did nothing wrong.
Alarm in the morning. I'll be sure to have a bad day. Mm-hmm. oh my God. It's just so frustrating because I feel like these are such simple things. And to have people agreeing with them and being like, I mean, they're all in my fucking Twitter feed and my mentions are in fucking shambles.
Yeah.
That's where it is. And they're like, well, she got rid of him. And I'm like, oh my God, she only got rid of him because somebody said something about it. She saw the one comment, she didn't get rid of him.
It's not a fucking... because they got caught.
Exactly. Rihanna said it best. She's not... I mean, come on. Everyone knows the song. I'm not going to sing it.
You're only sorry because you got caught.
Don't tell me you're sorry because you're not. Exactly.
You're not. So, and here's my thing. You can't get mad at someone like Sandoval for bringing this up on camera when, A, they signed up for this shit. The only reason why Jax and Brittany are so upset that he brought it up on camera is because for whatever reason, they have all decided on the kind of drama they're going to have on the screen, and it's not delivering. So they were pissed that this happened at the same time as they're filming, and now it's real drama, and it's out of their control, and it's the only reason why the whole cast rallied around them. But number two, Ariana has looked visibly pissed since we saw her at Watch What Happens Live in January. What he's saying is not out of the blue. It seems like she's had these feelings for quite a long time. Number three, we got LVP's reaction to this on camera. It was in her car and all that stuff. So if she can say it on camera, so can Tom and Ariana.
Exactly.
And four, Ariana is bisexual. The man is allowed to stand up for his girlfriend if he wants to. It's okay.
Exactly. And if you guys are expected to be in this wedding and you're a bisexual person, that's offensive to me. And I am a heterosexual woman. And I would be like, I'm not okay with that. I don't want to be a part of your fucking wedding party.
What if they have to meet?
You need to explain this to me. We're supposed to be friends.
Exactly. What if they meet the officiant? Like, you can't want me in your wedding and you're going to have this person there officiating it when he's going to talk so deeply on the mic about, hey, and now he's going to be on the mic talking about, so I believe marriage is between only a man and a woman, and I'm so happy to bring together this union. When I'm sorry, you believe in a union like Jax and Britney before someone like Ariana and whomever else she decided to marry, man, woman, whatever, in the middle.
That's what I'm saying, because it's like, excuse me, Mr. Homophobic Pastor, what do you think about Brittany and Kristen hooking up? What does the Bible say about that? What does it say about being adulterous?
She was so upset about jokes or whatever, bringing that up. Yeah, not to mention, I have an issue with Brittany being like, and I think the reason why I have an issue with it is because I think Brittany and Jax are secret homophobes. There I say it, hot take, whatever.
100%.
I think they're secret homophobes, and I'm not saying allegedly.
Brittany, definitely. Brittany definitely
she
is.
She said, first of all, 100%. She was pissed that it was brought up that she hooked, that she kissed Kristen. Like, pissed.
When because she knows that her family,
were throwing their little thing in our face. They were like, yeah, we got it on, and it was lit. And Ariana and Lala, like, she's hot as fuck. What do you want me to do? But Brittany was like, oh my God, stop. No, stop. And she said this episode, you know, it's really conflicting because, like, I live out here in LA, and I guess because it's thrown in her face there, I guess. And then she goes, but I'm also a Christian. I'm like, believe it or not, sweetie, there are homosexuals and other kind of sexuals that love Jesus. I mean, I love Jesus, no matter what, no matter who else I loved would have nothing to do with how much I love Jesus. I already do. Like, it's already a thing.
One has nothing to do with the other.
You don't go, oh my God, I think I like girls. I guess I'm just going to hang up my Jesus this day. Like, that's
better go praise Satan. No, bitch, what the fuck? You know what? You know how stupid you sound?
That's not what happens whatsoever. No. And then my fifth point about this, and then I'm really going to let it go, is if we're supposed to watch Ariana and Lala and everybody else talk about this situation on camera, they're allowed to talk to each other about it. Like, they're allowed to talk to Jax and Brittany about it. Like, that's, y'all would be rallying in the streets, but they talked all around them, but not to them. So Tom and Ariana decided to talk to them. So when Kristen goes, you're not allowed to have an opinion, because Ariana goes, is he not allowed to have an opinion? And she goes, no, that's false. If you can't have an opinion about your friends and bring it to them, you are not friends. Not to mention, they had already been talking about it to everyone else but them. They decided to do the only noble thing as real friends and be like, hey, we've been talking about this behind your back. I really want to bring it to your face.
Boom. Exactly. Everybody else is sitting here protecting you, when I put that in quotation marks, has said the same shit, honey. They're just not saying it to you for whatever fucking reason. These two are bringing it to you. And if you were not so fucking stupid, as your friend Stassi said, they would have said it to you, because they don't think that you could handle it. But obviously they know that you can't, so they don't. But it's like, this is not what an adult friendship looks like. This is not how you become,
and I don't have to walk
grow
on eggshells around you and hold you in my hand with kid gloves when you are grown. Let go of that princess shit, because now it's infuriating me and it's infringing upon your brain's development. Because I have to treat you like a kid, a 30-plus-year-old woman and a 40-year-old man, you've done it wrong. You need to go backwards. You're not being any kind of reasonable or responsible.
Exactly. And it's like, this is exactly how I know you guys have not grown or changed. You're just fucking pretending, because this is not how you grow and change. You don't have your friends telling you, hey, you're fucking up here. This is not cool. This is what you know, this is what's right. This is what's wrong, blah, blah, blah. And you can't take it. Like, you just want to stay in your little bubble, like you said, and just stay like that. And pretend like you guys are like, you've grown and you've changed and you're better people. Yeah,
exactly.
This is how you grow and change and develop. You just don't say anything whenever your friends are fucking up and being terrible people.
Like,
just let him do it.
At work, we have performance reviews, but in life, I guess we're not supposed to have any. Just keep staying the course. Yep. Got it. And literally, my major point is that the reason I've always gone hard for James as a person who has potential to change, Mine is a person in general. I think he has a lot of fucked up qualities right now. And he needs to be by himself and go to therapy. But
100% agree.
Last season, the entire reunion was calling him on the carpet and saying things to his face that you think that he needs to change or he'll get kicked out of the group, which will never happen because your show is too boring without him, we've seen.
Yeah.
If all of that is you calling him on the carpet, why can't they do the same thing to you if you think that he needs to change?
And you perfect.
Think that yelling That's at why. Him would have made him change. So obviously yelling at you will make you change, right? No, it won't. That's perfect. Interesting.
No. That's perfect. They don't need to change nothing. They bought houses, Monty.
Oh,
they bought houses.
Right. Oh, Raven, I'm so I forgot. They are perfect adults now. I'm just
yeah, so please pay attention, please.
They bought houses. They all look the same because they're so creative.
Yes, because they're in the same place. They really they're the same.
Tapped into that creativity. It's great. Yes. And may I remind you, Tom and Ariana bought their cookie cutter house first.
First.
It didn't become a cookie cutter house until they all bought the same one. Yep. So, and people have said this theory of the reason that Jax is so mad at Sandoval and Ariana is because he wants probably an Ariana.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't want to be married, who's not forcing themselves to have kids and all that stuff, who doesn't really wouldn't do anything different, that invited him into a threesome.
Jack's got
none of that shit. He got a down home girl from
he's
Kentucky
mad
who made him become a Christian and go to church and calm down and, you know, finally settle on a nose, and he can't do anything else unless she says so. And you can't convince us and trick us into thinking that you're great because of your dears and your honeys and my honeydew list on a Sunday and this fake-ass country accent you got on Instagram now. So I'm glad you blocked me now, Jax.
He's trying so hard. He's going to pull a David Bedore on Brittany's ass so hard.
Oh, for like, sure.
Oh, my God. It's going to be insane.
I would like to leave everyone with the tweet that got me blocked by Jax because he said
oh my God,
anybody
yes,
else approached him with this situation, he was going to block them. So I said, can't wait. But before you procreate, take care of that aversion you have to listening, especially when this many people tell you how or why your actions could have or did hurt them. It takes the same amount of time to listen as it does to scream and block. One just does a little more good.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
I took the civil approach and but I had to start with that can't wait because I knew he was going to do it and I was excited for it because I'm tired of seeing his face on my screen.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous that you know what tweet got you blocked. I know what got me blocked by Brittany, but I don't know what got me blocked by him.
Yeah, I knew exactly what it was because me and Ryan Bailey, when he sent me the thing where he said, you know, Jax is out here blocking people if you talk to him about this. And Ryan said, I think it's time for me to get blocked. I think I have to say something. And Ryan is often talking about, he's like, I have no dogs in any of these fights, you know, but right is right, it seems. And some things that they do and say just don't feel right. And this is just not right.
Yeah,
like Tom doesn't have to be straight, gay, whatever in between to be like, hey, you can't just like tell, you can't just make it okay that this man is gonna officiate a wedding where people could come from all types of sexuality. You want to make them uncomfortable at your wedding? That's not fair.
Brittany's best friend is a gay man. It's like, what is wrong with you guys? Do you know?
And she's like, you're back home in Kentucky. It's like that. And I'm like, that doesn't make it okay. And I'm seeing people using that small town excuse. It's small minded. I lived in Texas for years. It does not make it okay just because they have to say, doesn't mean that you
slavery
can't say
was
something
a thing
to challenge
too.
It.
Was that okay?
Hello?
Come
not
on.
Not to
y'all.
Mention, it's never going to stop unless someone who doesn't have a dog in that fight does say something. So I commend Tom.
Me too. And I said
that. It takes a lot of courage.
It's so many people, and same here. I truly commend him and Ariana. And what pisses me off the most is the people, I think I said this before, that are acting like they're new to this reality TV game. And their thing is, why did they wait till they got on camera to say something? And it's like, first of all, I don't believe that this is the first conversation that's been had about this. But second of all, What you're not going to do is watch all of the Housewives shows and then sit here in front of me and pretend like you don't know that certain things have to be brought up on camera. Like when your housewives get into a fucking fight on a vacation and then they come back home days later and they talk to their husband and they're like, oh, I didn't have a chance to tell you about this. You trying to tell me you believe that that bitch didn't call her husband at the end of the night when she was in her hotel room?
Saw her husband got home and got in the bed.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
I mean, I
get out of my face. They have to do it on camera too.
I am in the car with my partner 3.5 seconds. I'm in the car with my mom 3.5 seconds before I'm like, let me tell you what this. Oh my God. Did you
call my mom? I'm calling my
boyfriend. What else? What else? What else? Yes.
Exactly.
I have a bullet pointed list. I go in there with lists like, look, wait, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Immediately. So, of course, y'all, don't be stupid. Like, I'm not saying anyone in particular is stupid, but you know better. You've been watching this show forever.
Pick something else, because that's not going to be your main bullet point. You're not opening with that.
Honestly.
And honestly, anything else
on a reality TV, they're not allowed to talk about stuff with each other, with the other cast members.
Right. Come on. I mean, come on. Ugh, that's just so irritating.
Pull it together, people.
Ew, Sandoval and Ariana. Ew, they shouldn't have. Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't say
shut
anything.
Up.
Get off the internet.
Honestly. Oh my God. I don't know how better to end that than shut the fuck up. Get off the internet.
sorry. So rude.
No, that's the best thing to say. No, that is. Well, what they say, bitch is better, so.
It is, I believe. I'm just like, hell, I wouldn't be being rude to your listeners.
Oh, I mean.
No, maybe but I feel it. Like they
and
know.
There's a kink for everyone, so if they did love it, please, please, please tell them where to find you and listen to the Bitch is Better podcast every damn week, because they need to. I had a great time.
Oh my God. I'm breathing hard. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mainly Bravo. And then also listen to Bitch is Better podcast. It's on Apple, Google, Spotify, other places, wherever. Please subscribe. Give it a listen. Just like give it a little try. really appreciate it. But yeah, that's where you can find me doing pretty much this, getting fired up about things. I live tweet the shows, most of them. Some of them I don't, but sorry. Just listen to the podcast so you can hear my thoughts that way if I don't live tweet about it.
Of course, you need to be following her memes as they come rapid fire and on the point every single time. At Mainly Bravo, it's one of literally my favorite accounts. So you need to be getting into that. And yeah, go listen to Bitches Better. It was great. I had so much fun doing it. So, I mean, start with my episode and then work your way down.
Yes, do that. The episode is called The Bar Is So Low, It's In Hell. Start there, work your way down.
You might as well start in hell and work your way back up to heaven.
You start your way and I'll work your way up. That would be great.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for coming on, Raven. I really appreciate it. I had so much fun as always.
No, thank you for having me again. This was good. We always
have
a good time.
Literally. Anytime, all the time. And you guys know where to find me at Miss Madmani at MISINGWITHMANI and everywhere you podcast. And of course, like my things by reviewing it, rating it, giving me all the love because, you know, it's...
Get her to 100 people. Up.
Oh, yeah, I'm so close at this point. And I want to say thank you to everyone for listening because this is literally my life's choice. The best. It was a highlight of my day today. So relax, listen to this, go watch some Bravo or something else that makes you happy. Go watch The Bachelor. Hometowns only. You're all going to thank me, I promise. All right.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing With Mani, MIXINGWITHMANI. so you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.